Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, just me for this hour. And if you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, when we are live, between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, is 712-770-9418. That's provided by Global Star Communications. As Rich Sheban would say, my neck swells when I talk about cars. I thought I'd tell you something that I've uncovered, a major defect, in my opinion, from General Motors. And I'll tell you the cars that are infected with this problem. Buick Enclave, 2008 to 11. Chevrolet Malibu, 2007 to 11. Chevrolet Traverse, 2009 to 11. 2007 to 11 GMC Acadia. That's a big SUV. 2007 to 10 Pontiac G6. There's a lot of cars. 2007 to 9 Saturn Aura, A-U-R-A. 2007 to 10 Saturn Outlook. Okay, so what's the problem? Well, GM says that there's a problem after a cold startup when driving in cold temperatures. And the engine may run erratically. You may go into limp mode, which is just enough power to get you out of the way. And maybe limp home, L-I-M-P, home. So they've addressed this problem with a technical service bulletin. They say, okay, the problem is with oil in the air intake, along with the check engine light coming on, poor acceleration, and the throttle body freezing. This is with vehicles with the 3.6-liter engine. And they tell you all you have to do is remove both camshafts covers, clean the PCV orifice with the brake cleaner, replace bank 1 and bank 2 camshaft cover gaskets, reassemble the bank 1 camshaft cover, tighten it, reassemble the bank 2 camshaft cover, tighten it, install the new PCV foul air tube, and then install these other parts. Okay? That's all you have to do. Well, it never should have happened in the first place. And I'm going to tell you what the problem is and why it is, and so you'll understand. If you have ever been outside in the morning, a cool morning, and you look at the dew on your car, that's because there's moisture in the air. Air contains moisture. And when air contacts a colder surface, condensation of that moisture occurs right at that surface. So you've got the cold steel skin of the car, there's moisture in the air around the car, and that moisture condenses right there on the car. Now, if you were to squeegee all that off, you know, the surface of the car, and collect all that moisture, you'd probably be able to collect a cup of moisture, water. Well, let's fast forward to the inside of your engine. There's air inside your engine. You've got moving parts, you've got bearings, and you've got a cast iron block in many cases, not all cases, but in most cases. And what happens is the air inside that block is above the oil pan. And that block gets cold overnight. The air condenses on the inside of the engine block, and the oil, or the droplets of water are pulled down by gravity, and they end up in the oil pan. And so now you have, and this is in 100% of the cases. It's not like sometimes. It's like all the time that there's water in the engine oil. So how does the water get out of the engine oil? Because water doesn't lubricate worth a darn as compared to engine oil. So if you've got engine oil mixed with water, when you check the oil fill cap, you know, you take that off to add a quart of oil. When you check your oil and you see it's a little low, you'll see what looks like a yellowish or a whitish mayonnaise looking stuff just under the oil fill cap. That means you've got moisture in the oil. So you should wipe that out with a rag and at least remove that much. But here's what happens. So when your engine reaches operating temperature, which is typically around 195 degrees or more, the moisture in the oil evaporates. And it gets consumed by the engine. There is a pathway, a hose, that will pull the air that's in the crankcase with the moisture in it and plumb that into the intake manifold. And it gets burned, just as the normal running of your engine. It just gets burned and that moisture goes right out the tailpipe. And that's a great way to go. Well, what General Motors decided to do was to save some money. And instead of plumbing that into the intake manifold, they plumb it right before the throttle body. And it's designed in such a way that there's electronics in the throttle body, and the moisture, these droplets of water, collect in the plumbing. They foul the throttle body and cause the electronics to get confused, and now the car doesn't run right. So, is it an expensive repair? Oh, it might be several hundred dollars. You might have to have a $200 throttle body, because what happens is the moisture collects and it forms water droplets. Water droplets get into the computer controls, the sensors in the throttle body, and then they freeze if you have cold weather. So it's not such a big problem in Florida or San Diego. But if you live in Maine or New York or New Jersey or Connecticut or, you know, on the East Coast, and you have freezing weather, or you live in Minnesota, or you live in Missouri, or Idaho, where you have freezing weather, it's a big problem. So I'd say, geographically, maybe two-thirds or more of the United States has these weather conditions that would cause these throttle bodies to fail because of oil mixed with water in the air intake duct, because General Motors wasn't smart enough to figure out that this would happen. Maybe it's the new engineers. So, if you have one of those vehicles, the Enclave, the Malibu, the Traverse, the Kada, the G6, the Aura, or the Outlook, you might want to look at the plumbing and wipe out the moisture that collects in that air intake duct. And you can look this up. You can look up this problem. And It's huge. It will shut you down. How do we know? Well, one of them showed up here at the farm with exactly that problem. It's idiotic that that design would be approved. It really is. So that's a little discussion about why you should probably not buy a new car, because they are really hard to diagnose and they're really hard to fix. If you look at the codes that will show up with this kind of a problem, how many of them are there? Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 separate computer diagnostic codes relating to this problem. That's ice, frozen water, and oil deposits in the air intake duct. All right, so when should you buy gasoline? The best time to buy gasoline is in the morning. Why is that? Well, because gasoline is sold by volume, not by weight. So gasoline is denser in the cool of the morning than it is in the heat of the day. So if you buy gasoline in the morning, you're actually getting more value than if you buy gasoline when it's hot. And if you look at the gas stations around here, most of the gas tanks are underground. But a few of them are above ground. And the ones that are above ground, the gasoline is baking in the sun, so you're getting nice, warm, expanded gasoline. So you're getting less fuel density for your money than if you bought it when the gas was colder. Another time not to buy gas is when gasoline has been just delivered to that service station or that gasoline station or that stop and rob. Why? Because moisture, as I mentioned with the crankcase of these cars, moisture drops down into the bottom of the tank. So, for example, let's say that gas station that you're buying gas from has a half a tank of fuel underground. That means that half of that volume of that tank is gasoline and the other half is air. So all of the air in the tank underground contains moisture. And as that moisture condenses, it falls to the bottom of the tank because gasoline is lighter than water. And so the water droplets go to the bottom of the tank. And dirt and silt and dust, and over the years, it's black goo, if you were ever to look at it. It smells, it actually is even grows bacteria down there, believe it or not. So if you get gasoline while the gas station is receiving a delivery, they're dumping with a really large hose gas down the fill pipe, and it's causing turbulence in that gasoline tank underground, and it's mixing up all that dirt and water and silt and goo, and it's just stirring it all up. And then you can buy gasoline while that's all being stirred up. And that dirt may go through the fuel filter, if there's one on the gas pump, and go right into your tank. Now, you won't know about it for a while, but that goo will clog up your fuel filter, if you have one. But you may not have a traditional fuel filter, because new vehicles are manufactured with no fuel filter. They put this, it's like a sock, on the bottom of the fuel pump. And the fuel pump is in the gas tank. So what happens is at the very bottom of the gas tank in your automobile, you probably have this non-replaceable fuel filter sock that gets plugged up with the goo and the dust and the moisture and the rust from all the times you filled up your tank, plus the moisture in the air in your tank when you don't have a full tank. Because who has a full tank 100% of the time? Nobody. So now, your fuel filter gets plugged up faster because you bought fuel while the gas station was receiving fuel, and the turbulence in the tank has gone from their storage tank through the pump into your tank. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, now you know the best time to buy gasoline is when the gasoline is cold. And you know the best time not to buy gas is when the gas is warm. And you know never to buy gas when the gas station has just received a shipment or delivery. Now, how long should you wait? I would wait several hours. So if that favorite gas station of yours, maybe the one with the lowest price, is taking a delivery, I would wait several hours before I went back there. Now, how low should you let your fuel tank get? Never below a quarter of a tank. I'll tell you why. Modern cars, and I'm talking about, all the way back, late 90s. Cars have the fuel pumps, electric fuel pumps, inside the gas tank. So at the bottom of the gas tank is an assembly. It consists of a float that sends a signal to your gas gauge as to what the fuel level is in the fuel tank or your gas tank. And by the way, I can say gas, but I might mean diesel. Okay, so it applies to both. This assembly has a fuel pump, a fuel filter, and a fuel sending float. So it does all those things. And the idea is, instead of putting a separate fuel filter somewhere between the fuel pump and the engine, let's put it all together. So if you have fuel, a small amount of fuel, let's say an eighth of a tank or less, What happens is that small amount of fuel in the summertime is the cooling system for the electric fuel pump. And if you have a small amount of fuel, you have a higher concentration of dirt in the tank as compared to if you had more fuel diluting that dirt and sloshing around. So your fuel pump would run cooler with more fuel in it. It would last longer. But if you don't have much fuel in your tank, that sock that picks up or tries to filter the dirt from the fuel gets clogged faster. And there's less cooling of the gasoline around the electric fuel pump to keep the fuel pump cool. So not only is the fuel pump working harder, it's got less cooling, which causes it to wear out faster. So you're going to put fuel in the tank anyway, so don't let it get below a quarter of a tank, because your fuel pump will wear out faster. So what does it mean when your fuel pump quits? Well, of course you're going to be stranded. But it means something else. What do you do to fix it? Well, all you have to do is take the gas tank out. Now, how do you do that? Well, you've got to get the car up in the air high enough to have enough clearance to pull out the whole tank. Do you think you can do that in your garage or on your driveway? Probably not. It's really difficult because you've got to get the car up a couple feet in the air. It's going to be tough to do. So you really need a lift. Now, what does it cost to have somebody do that? Oh, about $700. But you can avoid a lot of that and delay it and maybe even prevent it if you keep that tank at least half full. Half full. A quarter is the minimum I would go. Half full is where I wouldn't want to go below half full. That's the rule of our house. Half full. Let's talk about how to spend your money. Let's say you want to do something fun and you buy a farm. And you look around and you notice that some of the other farmers are doing something really, really neat. They're buying, and I just went to the internet and I just picked this one particular item. It's a Polaris Ranger, an XP1000. That's the one that a lot of farmers buy. And so it's this four-wheel drive, 12-inch ground clearance, bench seat thing that has a kind of a canopy on it. No doors. And they buy these because you can put stuff in the back and kind of like a truck bed. But this thing is really an ATV. Well, what does that cost? Well, their manufacturer's suggested retail price is $16,899, roughly $17,000. If you live in Missouri and you decide that it's just a toy and it's not a farm vehicle, then you're going to pay about 8% tax on it, which is another $1,300. By the time you're done, you're about $18,200 for this, ride around, and you can put a couple people in the bench seat, you and two others maybe, and off you go, and you can have fun and smile, or you can do something else. I mean, you can buy a John Deere Gator, maybe around the same price, have the same utility, or you can do something else. You can do what we did. And I'll tell you the economics when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's impeachment battle with the Democrats, especially House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, continues. On Twitter yesterday, he was asking why Pelosi should be allowed to impeach him. He said she's demanding everything in the Senate that the Republicans were not allowed to have in the House. Meanwhile, 2 days after Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski criticized Senate Chief Mitch McConnell for saying he's working with the White House on the president's defense at a Senate trial, Republican Senator John Kennedy responds to Murkowski.
The senator's entitled to her opinion, and Senator McConnell was entitled to his. So far, as best I can tell, as to the rules of impeachment, there are very few rules. And I dare say that just about every senator will approach this differently.
The Coast Guard still searching for a missing tour helicopter off the coast of Hawaii that had seven people on board. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Today, God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I'm talking about a little bit about economics and how not to waste money. So I mentioned that you could buy a Polaris Ranger, an XP-1000, you know, with taxes about $18,002 actually. Or you could do what we did, and what we did was we bought a used Jeep Wrangler, 1994. Paid $3,900 for it. And it came with a full fiberglass hardtop, came with full glass door, full doors with glass windows. You crank the windows up. It's basic. You know, nothing really fancy. It came with a removable third seat. So you could put one person in each of the front bucket seats. And then you could have a third seat and you put a couple more people in there. So it'd hold four, not three, as the Ranger would. And it came with a three-speed automatic transmission, a truck transmission. Had heavy-duty axles, real truck tires, not these balloon things that, you know, these ATVs or UTVs would have. Has a heater, windshield with windshield wipers. $3,900 with no tax. Why is there no tax? Because I didn't register it. It was used. I brought it from a private party, and I didn't register it. And I'm not going to register it because it's none of the government's business what I do with that Jeep. It just stays on our property. We ride around our property, check the cows and so forth. So it's kind of neat. It's warm in the winter. We can take the doors off. They just lift right off if you want. And they're steel doors. It's not like they're, you know, rag doors. So I could buy 4.3 of these used Jeeps for the price of one new Polaris Ranger. Now, what would last longer? I have a feeling that left outside, which most of the UTVs and ATVs are left outside. And the Jeep's left outside, too. I think the Jeep's going to last longer. And I can tell you this, that I was looking at the price of used Jeep Wranglers. And right now, I bought this several years ago for the farm. I paid $3,900 for it. What's the price of a replacement? About $5,500. So here's I'm looking at a Jeep on Craigslist right now. It's a 1989, so it's a couple years older. It has same top as ours, fiberglass top, $5,500. So could I sell ours for what I paid for it? Absolutely. Could I sell, if I bought a Polaris Ranger and kept it, let's say, 5 years, could I still get what I paid for it? Absolutely not. So I wanted to share with you, you don't have to do what other people do. Think about that. Now, if you were to buy a little four-wheeler, you know, let's say 250cc four-wheeler, you're going to pay about $5,000 for one of those new. $5,000 for a four-wheeler. A little four-wheeler. You can get a full Wrangler Jeep with a cast iron engine for less if you shop. So it makes sense to me to not do what other people do. Okay. I'm talking about my book and some things that I've written, and I really don't have a book for sale, and I'm not trying to sell a book in any way, shape, or form. But I am sharing with you some of the things that I wrote in my book. When you solder for electrical type soldering, the solder that you want to use is called 6040, 60/40. It's a combination of tin and lead, and you want rosin, R-O-S-I-N, core solder, rosin core solder. It used to be called radio solder. Rosin core solder is different from other solders. There's another kind of solder called acid core. Acid core is for plumbing. It's for soldering copper pipes together. It is not for soldering electrical work. Electrical work requires rosin core solder. And I kind of like the 20,000th of an inch thickness, or maybe even a little thinner than that. It's really fine. It's, you know, kind of like one of those Pentel kind of pencil leads, really thin. I kind of like that for a lot of electrical work. And the soldering iron that I like the best was made by a company called Unger, U-N-G-A-R. You can probably still find them used. And they have replaceable tips. So they have a heating element that's 33 watts, which is perfect for fine work. Now, you're not going to be able to solder heavy wires with that, but for fine work, it's great. And you'll need to have some kind of a holder for when you use your soldering iron. Now, what can you use to keep this soldering iron from burning through a desk or the work surface when you're in between soldering? So you've got it, and you're going to use it for the next 15 minutes, but not 100% of the time. What do you do with it? Well, I use a heavy, heavy coffee cup that's not used for anything other than this. Or I use a piston from a diesel engine that's upside down, a heavy aluminum piston, and I put the soldering iron in there so it won't fall over and start a fire in the shop or in the kitchen or wherever I happen to be soldering. So the Unger solder is a great way to go, 33 watts. If you're going to solder heavier wires, you're going to need more, like 50 watts. And I have another tool that I bought many, many years ago. It's a soldering gun. It has a replaceable tip. You pull the trigger, and it's two heat ranges. And it has a Bakelite housing. It's made by a company called Weller, W-E-L-L-E-R. I think you can still find them. And if you have one and you don't want to buy replaceable tips, because the tips get really hot and they get eroded by the soldering process, what I do is I take 12-gauge household wire, you know, Romex. I'll take a length of it maybe 8 inches long, and I'll bend it into exactly the same shape as the original replaceable soldering tip. I just use a piece of copper wire, 12-gauge, not 14-gauge, 12-gauge, pure copper wire. Bend it in the same shape and attach it. There's two nuts that hold it in place on the Weller soldering gun. And you can make replaceable tips that might cost $3, $4, $5 a piece for a couple pennies. And you probably have the wire lying around anyway. So that's what I do. And I've been replacing those tips for years with just the same length piece of copper wire. So make sure it's about the same length, and it'll work great. You'll be quite impressed. Sometimes I have a problem with electrical wiring in a vehicle. And I've got to find out if that wire actually has current, or it's energized, if you will. Is there electricity running through it? So, for example, let's say I have a bulb that's out, and I put a new bulb in, but the bulb doesn't light up. So is there electricity to the socket? How do you find out? Well, there are a bunch of ways. And here's a real quick and easy way. They make a 12-volt test light. Actually, it's like 12 to 24 volts. Some of them have a bulb in them, you know, an incandescent bulb that kind of glows yellow. Some of them have LEDs inside, like a two-color LED. It'll either light up red or green. But these test probes have a handle like a screwdriver. It's made out of plastic. It has a clear lens as the barrel of this, we'll call it the handle. And instead of a screwdriver tip being Phillips or Thompson flat blade, it is a point, kind of like an awl would have, a real sharp point. You could stick yourself with it if you're not careful. So what you do is there's a test lead, and it might be 3 feet long with an alligator clip or clamp on one end, and you attach that to the ground, you know, the engine block or some part of the body of the car that is a ground, you know, not painted, like a bumper. When they used to have chrome bumpers, that would have worked, but we don't have chrome bumpers anymore, do we? Well, if we did, you could attach it to that, and then with the pointy end, you can actually poke the point of this test probe through the insulation. So you don't have to strip it. You just poke it in like a needle would poke through the insulation. And if it lights up, that wire is energized. And you might have to test several wires. Now, you've left a little tiny hole in the wire, and it's probably going to be okay. It's probably not going to cause damage later on. But if you're concerned about that, what you can do is take a piece of electrical tape. When I use electrical tape, most of the time, if I'm taping up electrical wires, I will cut the electrical tape lengthwise in half. I think 3/4 of an inch is too wide. I don't like it. So I buy the 10 packs of electrical tape at the Chinese factory tool outlet. I don't like American brand electrical tape. It's too heavy. It doesn't conform. It doesn't pull tight enough. And I just don't like it. So I like the Asian electrical tape better. And what I do is I slice it long ways. So it's half as wide as it used to be. And I keep my fingers from touching it, so the oils from my hands, or if I'm working on grease, the grease doesn't get on the sticky surface. And I wrap it really, really tightly. And when it's half as wide, you can do a much better job of insulating than you can if the tape is the full 3/4 inch wide. So for me, it's 3/8 inch wide. But I have to cut it with scissors to make it like that. So that's how I tape electrically. That's how I test some electrical wiring, like trailer lighting, headlight lighting, and electrical sockets on automobiles and trucks. This is not for use with alternating current. This is not for use with household wiring. Different kinds of testers for that. Now, before you do any of these things, please research them on the internet. Don't blame me if you get hurt. Okay? I'm just telling you what I do. I'm not suggesting you do it. These are just things that I do. They also make and we use it here in the book, it's liquid electrical tape. And you can buy it at any of the, like stores like Lowe's or Home Depot, places like that, Menards. And it's a jar with a liquid black plastic tape in it. And you can literally paint on electrical tape, if you will. It's not electrical tape, but it's similar. It does the same kind of thing. It insulates the wires. So sometimes if you have a headlight wiring harness, if you will, tiny wiring harness, like Mercedes does, and the insulation just burns off, then you have bare wires running your headlights. What you can do is brush on the electrical tape on the wires that were bare, and now you've got them insulated. And it works great. That's about $8 or so for, let's say a 3 or 4 ounce jar with a brush. If you keep it cool and you put it in a baggie, it will last longer before it volatilizes. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Unpublished book. And, you know, I'm probably going to do this most Fridays. So if you have some thoughts, if you've got better ways of doing things and you'd like to share them with our class, second hour, most Fridays, if you'd like to give us a call. So let's say you have a coffee maker. We do. We have one of those electric coffee makers. It's an inexpensive one. We don't have a Keurig, and I don't think we ever will, because I think they're one of the dumbest things that we've ever polluted the planet with. But we have just a plain old coffee maker. And it's a Black & Decker, and you just put up to 12 cups of water, and we use filtered water from a pure water filter, and we have a water softener in our house, so we don't have a lot of the lime deposits that you might normally have from your water. Depending on where you live, some water is harder than other waters. Hard means contains calcium. Well, if you have a coffee maker, what typically happens is the element that heats the water gets these lime deposits, and the water doesn't heat as well, it doesn't brew as well, and you don't have to throw it away. If the element still works and the on-off system still works and you want to keep it, you get about a quarter to a half of a cup of plain white vinegar. Nothing special, just white vinegar. Distilled vinegar. That's like $2.50 a gallon. You should have it anyway as a disinfectant. What you do is you take about a quarter to a half a cup of that plain old vinegar, and you pour it in the well where the water would go for brewing. Just pour it in there. And then you turn it on. And what you'll see is that water will dissolve the lime in the heating system of the water passages. And you'll probably see some chunks of lime come out into the coffee carafe. And what you can do is you can take that, let it cool, and add some more water to that carafe, dilute it with some more water or with regular water that you filtered. Don't let the lime chunks go back in. Pour it back in and do it again. And you can do it a couple times. But you don't want to pour hot water in there. You just want to, you know, let the water cool. Or you can waste some vinegar and pour some more vinegar in and run it a couple times. Now, what do you do with that vinegar? Well, you pour it in the toilet. And the reason for that is you let that vinegar further eat any lime deposits you have in your toilet. Okay? So it's very inexpensive. It absolutely works. And you might save that old coffee maker from becoming a part of Mount Trashmore in your village. I'm sure you've all had a leaking tire and you wonder where the leak is and how do you find it. Well, I'll tell you how we do it. If the vehicle, if the tire's on the vehicle and we don't feel like taking the tire off and looking, what we'll do is, if it has mud on it, we have mud on our tires all the time because we live on a dirt road, we'll take a garden hose with one of those brass nozzles and we'll hose off that tire and we'll get most of the dirt off and we will rotate the tire so that we get the dirt off the tread. And then the next thing we do is we take one of those spray bottles, and it can be, you know, like a Windex-type spray bottle, or it can be one that you buy that's a quart size at the Chinese factory outlet or the dollar store. And you can fill it with a, a tablespoon of dishwashing liquid. And maybe fill the rest of half the bottle up with water. Then shake it up. And then what you do is you spray the tire. And you look for leaks. And where you see the bubbles, you know you have a leak. But don't overlook where the tire bead mates to the rim of the wheel. Okay, so where the rubber part meets the aluminum or the steel, spray there too. Because a lot of times what happens is the wheel itself becomes oxidized. So it's a rough surface. And a lot of the guys who mount tires don't feel like cleaning the wheel. We actually take a wire brush and we clean off all the rust or oxidation on the aluminum or magnesium wheels. We clean them off. Sometimes if it's a steel wheel and it's rusted, we clean them off with a wire wheel. Then we paint them with Rust-Oleum. So if you want to have your tires and wheels changed here, it's going to take a lot longer. Because if we find something that's not right, we're going to clean it and paint it. You won't see the paint, but it will protect that seal from leaking. So you may have a leak where the rubber tire meets the wheel. So spray around there. Spray the tread and move the tire valve. You know, that rubber valve where you put the air in. Move it left, right, up, down, wiggle it, and see if that's leaking. Because you can have leaks in the tread, the sidewall, around the bead. It could be the inside bead, the outside bead, around the tire valve. And you can take the cap off, the tire valve cap, spray that, and see if the valve itself is leaking. And you can replace that very easily. Okay? And you must use those tire valve caps, because that keeps dirt from entering the valve assembly. So the next time you put air in your tire, if you don't keep that valve cap on, dirt can prevent that valve from sealing. Then you have a leak from then on, because you just put air in the tire. So those are some of the thoughts. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Ah, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.